USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Florida Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy, a leading voice of the House Democrats' moderate wing, announced Monday she won't seek re-election next fall in another stinging loss for her party.
These last few years have been some of the most rewarding moments of my life, but also some of the most challenging. Public service is not without personal sacrifice, and as a mom of two young children, my time away from them has been hard. For them, for me, and for our family. So I wanted to share with you that I will not be seeking another term as your representative in Congress.
Murphy is the 22nd incumbent House Democrat to forego a re-election bid next year. An outspoken and spirited U.S. Army veteran was arrested for the third time in a week while protesting against the city's vaccine passport mandate, this time at the Panera Bread and Gateway Center Mall in Brooklyn. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
CNBC's Jim Cramer said Monday he's tested positive for COVID and isolating at home with a mild case.
I have COVID. I came down with COVID on Thursday night. I had tested in the morning. I didn't have COVID. Tested in the evening. I had COVID. Woke up Friday. Felt pretty good. Woke up Saturday. Worked out hard. Woke up yesterday.
Without a booster, Moderna's vaccine has been found to be far less effective against Omicron. The company said it'll continue to develop an Omicron-specific booster. His agenda undermined by a member of his own party and a pandemic once again raging out of control, President Joe Biden heads into his second year in office with a central premise of his presidency in peril. Biden's main campaign argument to the American people in his case for deposing Donald Trump was that he could make the government work again, that it could do big things and deliver for its citizens, and that order, not chaos, could return to Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Efforts to evacuate Americans from Afghanistan are ongoing.
Efforts to evacuate Afghan American citizens, their families, and interpreters that worked with the U.S. military in Afghanistan are ongoing, despite the United States completing its withdrawal of troops from that country back in August. Project Dynamo is helping with those efforts, and one of its co-founders, Matt Henning, explains what their role is in the evacuations.
This is surge support that we're providing. We're augmenting this government mission. But the government moves at the speed that the bureaucracy can move. So they need our help for surge support. That's why we're here.
Multiple reports indicate that only 3,000 Afghans have been evacuated since September. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
America's Frontline Doctors Organization, which opposes vaccination and other government measures to stem the spread of COVID-19, has promised to open its own clinics, inviting medical staff and pharmacists to join. America's Frontline Doctors and its associated companies are currently under investigation by Congress, while the California Medical Board is looking into the right-wing organization's founder, Simone Gold, after mounting calls to strip her of her license in the state. However, all the pressure and legal woes don't seem to have affected the group's plans to further expand its operations in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.